on this episode of Counting Cards.
Oh.
A Sebring.
Hanging it right. It might get my satellite back.
I'd like to have something that lets people know that we paint the heroes that have died.
You're not going and soliciting people to pay you to do a picture, right?
When Shane surprised me with the truck, I was really speechless.
I was thinking that we could do a car for Shane this time.
And he doesn't know anything about this?
No, this is going to be a surprise.
That's perfect. Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Scare me with that razor blade, man. Get out of the way.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, boys.
Oh, well, look who just arrived.
How are you?
What's going on, Tanya? How are you, darling?
I'm doing good.
It's good to see
you.
I give you a little counter hug.
Great to see you.
How's that beautiful truck? Did you bring it? Oh, good. She's out there. Awesome.
A-plus on that one.
You know what? I think it's the first A-plus I've ever gotten from a teacher in my life.
Is that right?
There's always a first time for everything, right?
Absolutely. Last year, Tanya's fiancé, Shane, came into the shop and wanted to do something extra special for her.
I brought down my fiancé's 1950 Chevy pickup today. Tanya's been really good to me, so I want to surprise her.
He decided to restore a 1950 Chevy pickup for her, and I gotta say, it came out absolutely beautiful. So, Tanya, what can we do for you today?
Well, I was thinking that we could do a car for Shane this time. I would like to repay the favor.
You got anything in mind?
I do. I was thinking of redoing his 1970 Mustang.
Sweet.
It's a Mustang that he first did the original work on it and kind of got him into the car scene. Well,
the original car?
It is. He has it? Yes.
Nice.
And so if I could redo it the way that it originally was, but kind of soup it up a little bit for him.
She just needs a little makeover.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Now, he doesn't know anything about this?
No. This is going to be a surprise.
Even more fun. How are we going to get the car? Where is it?
It's in storage, so it won't be a problem to get it without him knowing.
And I have a couple photos, actually, of his original car.
I love it. Where's the pictures?
In the truck.
Oh, let's go take a look.
All right. When Shane surprised me with the truck, I was really speechless. I felt incredibly lucky and special. I love it. I love it. I'd like to give Shane that same experience, kind of knock his socks off. So these are a couple photos I found of Shane's original Mustang.
You know, even though it's classified a pony car and it's got the emblem on the hood and everything, the Mustang wasn't named after the wild horse. It was named after the World War II fighter plane, the P-51 Mustang.
I really love the midnight blue, but I'm thinking maybe gold with black accents.
I love it. This will look so perfect in gold.
Yes.
And then also we can do like the satin black on the hood that gives it a little bit more style, a little bit more muscle. I love it. That's perfect. That's perfect. I'm ready to rock on this.
Well, what's your limit here?
I'm thinking 20,000.
What kind of condition is she in today?
Well, definitely needs some work.
Whenever a customer says a car needs some work, it usually means it needs a lot of work. But I love this couple. I mean, they express their feelings by restoring classic cars for each other. If that doesn't say true love, I don't know what does. I just hate giving a budget on something when you really don't even get to see the car in person. So I'm hoping that this car is in good enough condition that I can make this baby bad for inside of 20 grand. Let's get this going. Let's make arrangements.
Sounds
get the
great.
Car.
All
let's go do this.
All right.
Let's go do this. Man, I love looking at your truck again, Tanya.
Pretty sweet. We got to keep it nice and shiny.
Oh, yeah.
I have been talking to Phil, and he's been emailing me. It's a 2004 Ford truck. F-150.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how Danny feels about doing newer trucks. I mean, it comes across the desk all the time, and we always say no.
I'm on board with it.
All right. Kevin's dragging me out of the shop today to go look at a new truck. And Kevin knows Danny hates doing new cars. So it better be something epic to get me on his side.
Phil?
Yes, sir.
Kevin.
Good to see you, my man.
Thank you for meeting us. This is Scott.
Nice
I work
you.
With Scott.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
So what do we got going on here?
Well, again, this is not a classic, so it's something a little bit different for you guys. So thank you for that. But 2004, obviously F-150 Ford. It's driven many portraits. to many presentations across Texas.
I didn't understand that. What did you actually deliver?
So, you know, I paint the guys killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. I did a portrait presentation yesterday of a Vegas hero. I hand-delivered a portrait to his family.
You're not going and soliciting people to pay you to do a picture, right?
No, of course not. The portraits are given freely. Originally, I funded it myself, but we're supported by individuals and corporations.
Okay, so people are actually reaching out to you.
That's right.
Okay. I take a lot of pride from being in the service, so I'm always hesitant because, I hate to say it, sometimes people have made careers out of charities.
So to kind of give you a better idea on how they look, this guy, Senior Chief Heath Robinson, he is SEAL Team 6. I paint in black and white because these guys are no longer flesh, they're spirit. And I retain and leave color solely for their eyes, which is the window of the soul, which gives them more life and character for their families.
You have captured him perfect. Wow. I mean, look at those eyes.
Look at the smile.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
My reservations, if this was going to be tasteful to the families, you cleared that up with me.
I knew if I took Scott to meet Phil, it would be a slam dunk. Because once Scott saw one of Phil's portraits, he could understand what Phil did, and there is no denying it. It's a great cause.
So tell me what you're actually looking for.
I'd like to have something that lets people know that we paint the heroes that have died.
But not a billboard, right?
No.
Okay,
all right. Let's do something with a high level of respect. And, you know, I want to kind of yield this over to you guys and what you do. You know, could we do the whole outside with new wheels and tires and a paint job for $10,000?
Not only is it a new car, that's a hard sell on its own, but $10,000 for a complete paint job, full graphics, and rims and tires? I'm good with a dollar, but that's even hard for me.
Scott, let me cut you off for a second. You know, it's going to be a little bit more money. That's my part of the donation towards this project. I want you to be on board with me. Let's go to Danny. We'll explain it to him. I'm 98% sure he's going to be on board with it. On the business side of this, does it make sense? No. But Danny's father was a Green Beret, and I think that this hits home, and I think that Danny will have no problem with this. So are you on board?
I didn't think I was going to give you a handshake and a hug, but let me give you one. We'll see if we can get this done for you.
All right. Thank you.
We'll definitely see that.
Yeah. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. You got my heart.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
What exactly happened?
Someone glued it and then screwed it on. I mean, it wasn't even welded on.
It's $7,000 to replace the quarter panel.
Ouch.
A few weeks ago, Shane's fiancée, Tanya, came down. She wanted to surprise him by redoing his 1970 Mustang, and we ran into some problems. So we're bringing her down today to go over the problems in the car because it's going to blow the budget right out of the water. So if you haven't noticed yet, you were missing a quarter panel.
Yes. What exactly happened?
Someone glued it and then screwed it on. I mean, it wasn't even welded on.
This happens every now and then. When we take off all the paint and the Bondo and stuff, we find problems. Somebody literally took sheet metal screws and screwed on a quarter panel that would normally be welded on. Not only is it bad work, it's unsafe. And we just can't let that go out the door here like that. It's $7,000 to replace the quarter panels. They're both just as bad.
Both sides. $7,000 is a lot of money. I mean, that's huge, especially when I'm doing this project on my own with, you know, $20,000 budget. That brings you way up and over.
So I talked to Danny, I talked to Kevin.
Uh-huh.
We're going to repair both quarters for $3,200.
Wow.
And the question is, can you afford $3,200?
$3,200 is doable.
And we promise not to call Shane and tell him his car's here,
yeah.
So we don't rat you out.
Yeah, we cannot say anything to Shane.
Tanya's a school teacher, so $20,000 is not easy. Her pocket just isn't that deep. As a shop and good, loyal customers, Danny and Kevin think it's okay to eat a little bit of this price.
It's disappointing that it does need to get done.
Just so you know, disappoint a lot of my women.
Let's get out of here before these two.
The guys are working hard on Tanya's Mustang and on Phil's truck, and they're going to be done soon. So we're going to need some new projects to keep the shop's wheels churning.
I'm not seeing a lot of stuff, brother.
Go left here.
So Kevin and I, we're going to hit the streets, do a little shopping, maybe just might get that big score.
Well, look over here. Look over here to the left inside that gate.
That is an old MGA.
Is that British?
Yes.
Let's keep going.
I'm rolling, brother. Because you know what MGA stands for. Yeah. My God, it's broke again.
There's just nothing going on.
Should we bag it?
Let's bag it.
All right. All right. Oh, oh, oh. I see something now.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
A Sebring.
Hey, yeah. All right. You might get my satellite back. This thing is sweet, man. I used to have a Plymouth Satellite Sebring. One day I was out driving it around. This couple pulled me over.
Pull over!
And actually made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Would you consider parting with it?
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm serious.
How about 34?
I love you. Okay.
I'm glad he came to his senses.
Man, I've had major withdrawals ever since over that car, but now looks like I just might have a chance to score another one. A Satellite Sebring. And the body is beautiful. It's a 4-speed car.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sweet, man. It's not just a Satellite. It's actually a Roadrunner.
Really?
Yep.
That is cool.
Man, this is cooler than I thought. The Satellite and the Roadrunner, they use the exact same body, but this one wasn't wearing any of its Roadrunner badging when we pulled up, so I didn't recognize it at first. But the fact that it is a Roadrunner makes it a much better car. Better options, better equipment, better engine, more value, better score. Dude, we got to find the doorbell.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Anybody home?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm Danny.
Thomas.
Thomas?
Yeah.
We were just driving by and caught a glimpse of your old Roadrunner.
Oh, the Roadrunner?
Yeah. This is something you might want to sell.
How much are you talking?
I don't know.
Let me just put this guy up real quick.
All good, man. It's all good. How long have you had it?
I've had it for about a year now.
About a year?
Yeah.
I love cars like this because I'm a big 70s guy. To me, this car just brings me back to a happy time. These Roadrunners bring up the kid in everyone, even me. In 1968, Warner Brothers licensed to Plymouth the Roadrunner cartoon and even the iconic beep-beep sound of a horn for this instant classic. The car was a huge success. Plymouth figured they'd sell only around 2,500 in the first year, but they wound up moving nearly 45,000. Body looks really nice, man.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely. Your bumpers are straight. Your trim work and everything, you know, your grill is great. I mean, all the stuff that you can't find is really in good shape.
Does it run?
It runs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. Just making sure.
Feel free to give it a crank if you want.
I would love to, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Let's hear this thing. You got the right horn. The Roadrunner beep beep horn. It's so funny that you got such strong, wicked, bad, muscular cars with that beep beep horn. It's just fun. It's just fun, man.
Yeah.
Man, I really want to score this car. I'm missing my old Satellite, and these things are hard to find. I know if I fixed it up, I could flip this thing for close to 30 grand. I just got to get this from Thomas for under 15. If I can do that, we're in business. Come on, man. You don't want to take the time to have to restore this whole car.
I mean, what are you guys thinking?
I got to be able to get it right so I can finish it.
Yeah.
Man, Kevin, do you have any thoughts on this, man?
If I gave you $12,000 in $100 bills?
I mean, I couldn't let it go for anything under $18,000.
Would you consider $15 on it?
Honestly, my entire life, I wanted a Roadrunner. I'm not ready to get rid of it yet.
I get you. But yeah, you don't want to sell it right now. I get you. Thomas is still clearly attached to this car, and I really understand that. And in the end, business is business. I just couldn't go any higher to make the deal make any sense. So if sometime in the middle of the night, if you hear like a flatbed backing up in your driveway, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. Just sleep right through it.
It's just
don't
us.
Don't sweat it.
Yep. Yeah. It's downtown Las Vegas. I've heard crazier. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Someone's coming.
Shit, it's gonna trip.
Hey, what are you two doing here?
Are you ready to see this, brother?
What?
We are hard at work on Shane's 1970 Mustang. It's the same car he drove in high school. His fiancée, Tanya, she wants to surprise him with a total restoration. By the time we're done with this baby, he ain't never going to recognize it's the same car. But in the meantime, I'm getting ready to meet Phil, whose 2004 pickup truck we've been customizing. Normally, I don't work on vehicles this new, but when Scott and Kevin told me that Phil does portraits of our fallen heroes, I had to make an exception. So we did a full custom paint job on this truck, gave it a crazy exhaust system, put some beautiful rims on it, and it all honors Phil's Fallen Heroes project. And now the truck is done, it's gorgeous, and I can't wait to show it off to Phil.
Man, you ready for this?
I'm so excited for you. Phil, Brother, this man, is Danny.
How
Danny,
are you,
this
man?
This is Phil.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting us do this project. What you do is amazing. The service you offer to these families, honoring their kids in the way that you do, brother, I don't know anybody that does anything like this.
Rolly, do me a favor, man. Bring that beautiful truck on out here. Come on.
There ain't no cheating now. This is Christmas morning.
It's what it feels like. It really does.
Phil, it's all yours, man.
Oh, man. That is awesome. Clean and beautiful, man. So classic.
The hood, man.
Love that.
I mean, what can you say about the hood, man?
Love it.
Representing the four main branches of the military.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
I mean, the quality of the work, you can see the definition in their face.
It's done in a way a lot like the brass statues.
Yes.
It represents them without taking someone's actual specific image. It's
and
a class
that.
Way to do it.
I saw the images and all the branches represented and the flags and our logo. Such a sense of pride right now. Hard to hold back the tears.
Around the back, that's you, brother. That's what
man,
this is.
That's my hand right
absolutely,
there, my man.
Absolutely. Ryan, our painter, this was his touch from one artist to another. He knows this is your look of the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
But he wanted to say, this is you.
Those wheels, they look like a perfect frame and map on a portrait.
The challenge that we faced was making the statement without making it look like some sort of a billboard or making it look cartoonish or silly. And the truck, I believe, says that. Says
perfectly.
It says it in a very class manner.
You've exceeded any expectation that I had. It's above and beyond. And the precious cargo that I'm fortunate to be able to paint will be carried in that back
yes.
home to their families. Really, there's not enough words or expression I can say right now how I feel.
We're honored, brother man.
Sweet. You got a happy artist, boy.
You're truly blessed, brother. You're truly blessed.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Everything that was done on this truck was handled so properly. I'm just really proud of my team, and I'm proud of how this project is leaving the house with class. Look at that.
Look at that.
God bless him, man.
Look at that.
Done did good, Kevin. Nice call on that, man. It's the big day. I know you're excited. One of our favorite customers, Tanya, snuck her fiance Shane's 1970 Ford Mustang out of storage and down to our shop for a complete restoration. He has no idea we've been working on this baby, and she is beautiful. She's done, and now we got our secret plan in place for the big surprise.
So like we planned, I got Danny and Kevin around the corner.
Yes.
So when you're ready for me to come, just look that way.
Okay.
But you better get in good.
I'll do my best.
Scott's got Tanya all set. She's going to call Shane with some made-up story about having car trouble. Scott's going to be watching from the distance, and Kevin and I are hiding around the corner in the Mustang. So when Shane shows up, Scott's going to give us a call. Kevin and I, we're going to come cruising in Shane's gorgeous 1970 Ford Mustang and blow his mind.
What'd you do?
Well, I just took it a little fast down this quiet road, and then it, like, conked out. Sorry.
No problem. We'll figure it out.
Bring it on in, Big Daddy.
Shane's gonna be surprised. Shane's gonna be surprised.
Nice car.
Hey, what are you two doing here? Y'all got some car problems?
We're a little, yeah.
because I drove one of these in high school.
You're kidding me.
A 70?
That's right.
Really?
70. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, man, I just picked this up not too long ago. I got this from this really, really, really nice gal that came to my shop.
That's
and
awesome.
Just did a whole bunch of work to it, man. It's a good-looking car.
Very, very
Where's
nice.
Yours at?
In the storage.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Actually, babe, we have something to tell you.
Yeah.
Just like you were my hero and came to my rescue.
Right.
Well.
This ain't my car.
This is your car.
No.
Yes, it is.
This is your car. It's your car, man.
This is for you, babe.
Brother, man, when we got her, she's a really nice car. And the car just completely behaved on taking it apart and putting it back together. I mean, we re-chromed everything, polished all the stainless, and bought some extra goodies for it. The chin spoiler, the hood scoop. We set you up with the louvers on the back, kept the satin down the center, you know what I'm saying? But just to give you the nice accents, check out them body lines. I mean, she's straight.
Look at it.
It's all time, you brother, I'm telling you.
Thank you, thank you.
It's all your
The words can't even express how I feel. I noticed when it pulled up that Danny was driving, and I'm like, well, that's strange. Well, maybe she called in to help her too, you know. But Danny gets out and says it's my car. I was like, no way. That's crazy. My grandfather hated this car.
You serious? Why?
He said it's loud and obnoxious. I was going to get in a lot of trouble.
Was he right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the reaction I was hoping for. Just by looking at him when he was standing with Danny, I think he was psyched that that was his car.
Yeah.
We just kept thinking, man, I hope Shane doesn't get in his warehouse for some reason.
He's going to call the cops.
Unbelievable.
Man, I really love these two. They're awesome. And I also love a really good surprise. But when that surprise turns out to be your very own 70 Ford Mustang that's been stashed away for a gazillion years and it shows up beautifully restored, it doesn't get much better than that. Dude, you two look absolutely perfect in that car. I think you're 18 again. I love it.